We're making a playable Ableton instrument, and we are going to give it to you guys. All you have to do is join our Discord. That's it. That's all you have to do, and we're giving it away for free. What we did last time is we talked about what we kind of wanted the instrument to do based on the samples, the crazy samples that Blake sent me. Now we are just processing our samples. What does that mean? What does that look like? What am I even freaking talking about? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this episode on the Tune Shed podcast. We're going to start playing with the EQ and the compression. What do we want these samples to sound like? How do we want to treat them? We're going to clip their hair. We're going to massage their feet and hopefully help you make use of yet another tool in the Tune Shed.
Let's go. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Blake Murray, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Oh my God. We talked about me so much this episode. What's up with you, man? What are you doing?
Wow. We're so in the thick of it. I was just thinking about our beautiful instrument we're making. Well, I've been playing the banjo a little bit. You can see my banjo in the background. Kind of cool.
I do see that.
I've been getting organized a little bit. I got a bunch of projects that are half done. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to finish some stuff. So I got kind of that big finishing energy right now.
Yes, sir.
Playing some piano too. I got a couple of little piano albums I'm working on.
Really?
They're just like little, like just all the little ditties that I sit down. If I like it, I record it. And then I record it on my phone. And then I come back and I make it into a song. And the song can be like a minute long. It's always like two or three chords, like the most basic thing ever. But to me, I just stick with it if it makes a feeling that it's distinct, you know?
I love that.
If it's like, if it makes a feeling happen, I think it's effective. And so I'm trying to just like stick with that. It's a very easy thing to do. It helps me just kind of keep returning to the craft. And yeah, that's kind of what I've been working on musically.
Wait, one of my favorite things about growing up was watching your piano journey.
Oh, yeah? You know?
Yeah, well, because you were always a lot better at piano than I was. You were like 3 or 4 years ahead in piano lessons.
Whoa. Oh yeah. I was very privileged to have piano lessons for a long time.
It was fun seeing like, cause I would do piano lessons and then I would like look at your books and see what you were working on. And I was like, man, this is so sick. It's so awesome to be able to play this stuff.
Dude, I had the same thing. Cause my brothers and I have two older brothers. They would go through the books. So by the time I got to the song, I'd heard them practice the song. Like the first brother practiced the song 100 million times. Yeah. And the second brother practiced that same song 100 million times. And we get to play it. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even going to read the music. I know exactly how this song goes.
Oh, man, that's sweet.
True, I can't read music that well is what turned out after all that. But I can do it by ear. I can memorize stuff.
You've got a good ear, though.
It's coming along. It's always a work in progress. You know, it's part of the journey.
Oh man, that was the story this weekend. I want to get into it, but yeah, this like little jazz choir session that I've been
working
on.
You were saying.
Like, ooh, my ear is a little rusty, bro. Like a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. One of the few things I'm really, really, really good at is like aural stuff, you know? Like I'm very, very confident with my like aural ability. And I've always been able to like carry my part solo in like a really complicated texture and stuff. Like I just love choir. I just love like part singing and stuff. But
yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, that muscle is like undergone a little bit of atrophy because I haven't really done anything crazy complicated recently, and like had to brush up a little bit, bro. It's like,
cool though. That skill, like just you talking about it, gives me a little bit of anxiety. Like it is so scary. I feel like to carry the part, but when you like just like the other day, my fan was going in the shower and I sang a note that harmonized with it. And I was like, this is so great. And I don't sing that much, so I don't get this experience a lot, but I feel like that is just like the tip of the pencil compared to like what choir people really get into. Dude, when they hear all the harmonies hit just right, it's like, that's the coolest sound.
What a special feeling, dude. It's
special.
All you choir cats out there know. You just know, bro. You know what Eric Whitaker feels like. Know it. You know it. Great recommendation. I got a great rec.
Okay.
It's called Room Full of Teeth.
I was just going to say that.
Were you really? Were you really?
I was just going to say that because she won the Pulitzer Prize. I think it's called the Pulitzer Prize. I always get those awards mixed up. But I watched this
Caroline
YouTube video
Shaw.
in college. It was so cool. Those like they did this swooping thing where they all swooped together and then came up and landed on a court. And I was like,
Yeah,
mind blown.
they're so sick, dude. They're so sick.
Are they
But
doing
I
new
think,
stuff?
I don't know. I don't know if they're, I haven't checked in with them in quite a while. I should check in, 'cause I was lucky enough to see them live in college once. To sort of a rotating cast of like ultra professional, some ex-jazz guys and girls who all carry their own parts, small chamber ensemble stuff, but they are like an experimental vocal ensemble. They're so
So
cool.
cool.
Like, dude,
Blow your mind. How yeah, I
room
got it. I'm gonna look that
room
up after
full
this.
room full of teeth. Go check it out, everybody. They're so sick. But I don't want to spend too much time on this. We got some stuff
Yeah, we got
to
some work to
process,
do.
bro.
Let's get serious here. Let's
Okay, so
lock
we did
in.
one off camera and then we got excited and we just started recording. So, this is what is going on. I'm gonna share my screen. Screen one,
So,
scooby-dee-doo.
what's the task at hand? We got a bunch of samples, and we're kind of just need to clean them up and get them into our instrument before we start making our instrument come to life.
Yep. You know how it's made? How it's made, they're like, well, first the glim glam has to go through the floop chute. And
Yeah.
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we're doing.
They add 300 pounds of sugar to this industrial mixer.
Oh God. Yeah. To make the Twinkie. Jeez, bro. Yeah, that's what we're doing. So we have
Cool.
sort of the end of the assembly line ready to go, which is just this drum rack that we have, just like an Ableton stock drum rack. And I already processed one sample, and it's a brick sample. Here's what it sounds like.
Oh,
Easy.
cool.
Doink.
And I'm so excited to see your process on this, sort of how all the different, like, what do you do to a raw recording to make it quickly usable in an instrument and, like, kind of get that best quality out of it?
Yeah, let's just start. Let's
Let's
just
do
start doing
one.
it.
Sweet.
So let's mute the other stuff, drag this down. I can see a couple one shots that we have. Let's just scrub through some of them.
Okay.
Because we have these long samples of you just like hitting stuff, so we kind of have to pick and choose which ones we want.
Get a good
Yeah.
thing. Get a good thing. Get a good thing.
Yeah, that one has talking in it.
Oops. Wait, you got a couple
Wait.
going, I think.
Oh, I certainly do. Okay, so that one doesn't have talking. That's good, because that one is pretty good. That's a possibility. I mean, we could take one like a classic little table
Yeah,
knock.
a little knock or something.
That one's cool.
It's kind of noisy.
I like your giggle. That one's really cool.
I
I
like
actually,
that one, man.
let's isolate that one at
It's got
least.
a good mix of cute and little texture there.
Yeah. It's cool. That's like kind of the same as this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we won't use those.
Beautiful.
Won't use that.
And by the way, for the audience, if you don't remember, these are two glasses. If you kind of pick them up, pinching them together, they come together and bounce off each other and make this really cool sound.
Yeah. We could use multiple ones of these. I kind of want to.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
That one's too much like the other ones.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Boop.
Total accident, whatever that is.
We could just take that chinking,
Whoa.
that little pop up.
Choo-choo. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't we take that? That's cool.
Beautiful.
Let's choose one to process though. Let's
Maybe this third one?
do
Yeah,
it. I love
I
it.
love that.
Okay, let's make a new audio track because we're gonna process all three of these differently. So,
Okay.
put this there. So I think the first thing we need to do is just take out any of the frequencies we don't want.
Okay. So
So
what
I'll
might
just
we not want?
low end. We don't need any of those subs. So
Yeah, because
just
I guess like you're gonna use this as a high part. Like if you have a bass guitar in there, it's just gonna be competing with that bass guitar.
yeah, and it's not. It's sort of a high clacky thing. You know, there's low frequency information in here. I can see on the spectrograph. There's like one. There's like 20 hertz stuff. You know, there's no need for that. So let's just
That's
roll it
real
off.
low. I wonder what that is.
It's nothing. It's like the sound of the earth. It is. It's probably, it legitimately is.
That's crazy.
The sound of like your house moving back and forth.
Uh-oh. Don't say that. I hope it's not moving too much.
Too much.
It's settling.
All right, I'm just gonna go look for spots, like in the
Okay, so now
frequency
we're
spectrum.
dragging a little EQ peak around to sort of. Are you looking for like the essence of what the sound is to sort of make that part stand out?
Yeah, I definitely want to make that like that little thing stand out
Okay, so
for
let's find it.
sure. Like that right there is worth boosting.
Whoa.
Like here.
So if you're not using video, you gotta use your ear here and see what Marty's enhancing.
That's with. Here's without. Here's with. Just it's a little more brilliant now.
Just really slightly, yeah.
I can already tell that 500 is bothering me.
Oh my gosh, you got an
You
ear.
know? But here's what 500 is doing. Not really much. It's just
Oh, it's kind of like the
sort of dead.
click. It's like the dead sound. Yeah. So
It's just
dropping
dead.
that out about what, 4 decibels or something.
Honestly, the more I do it, the better it sounds.
Just
So
10 decibels. Take that thing right out of there.
it's a little thin now. Let's up back on it. Yeah, I like that.
So you can kind of
Oh,
aggressively EQ these things to
you
like
can.
fit in a kind of a smaller box, really.
Yeah. I mean, you can if you want to. It's just whatever sounds good.
Yeah.
Whatever you have taste. Let's look at 1K. What's 1K is honestly a lot of that.
Yeah. It's so
Slight
cute.
boost. I mean, does it sound better cut? No, it sounds it sounds better when it's there.
Slightly boosted, I think, sounds better, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's good A/B testing right there. I like your methods, man. Take it in, take it out, see what's up.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm good at methods.
He's a methods man.
So it's got this chicken. So we've boosted the ch and we've boosted the current. Does it need any of this 100 hertz stuff? Like, what's happening here? Let's listen. No, it's nothing good.
Whoa,
That's
what'd you
all.
just do? What were you just listening to?
I just turned on 100. I was just listening to 100. It's all just like, boom.
So you just take that. Well, that's cool. You can isolate the frequencies.
Yeah.
I gotta be doing it.
Yeah, and Ableton on the stock EQ, which is what I'm using, you can see that little headphone button.
Yeah.
You know, video people will see it, but it's that headphone button in the top right. And that, if you click it and then you hold down a note on your EQ, allows you to hear whatever you're hovering over. It even gives you a little visual aid too.
That's
But
beautiful. That's really cool
nothing.
because, yeah, you realize that's not important for the effect of the
Yeah,
sound.
it's not at all important. Not even close. I'm cutting like up to 300.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I mean, sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too.
Okay.
Now we've probably heard it more than we're probably done with it forever.
Here's from before the EQ.
Okay.
Here's after.
It's cleaner.
It's a little more like precise.
Yeah. The thing I
It
noticed the
sounds.
most is the low end disappearing.
Yeah, that's honestly the most of it. It does sound a little bit thin from before.
Oh, that's
But
true.
I like it. I think I like it better. It's more of like a
Yeah.
clacky percussion thing now.
Yeah. I think that will sit in some future mix better because it doesn't
Agreed.
take up a ton of space.
Agreed. Is it
Cool.
worth? Okay, so we don't need anything after this point, for sure.
Okay, so now we're trying to figuring out like where you cut the tail off.
Yeah. And then we definitely have to have the sample start at the right spot.
Yeah, so you kind of zoom in on that.
Yep, I'm zooming in a lot and clipping, like I'm trimming the clip to where it really just starts. And there's a reason for that that we'll get to, but is it worth boosting everything after that initial like chick? So it kind of reads as like skirt.
Oh, like in volume or in just yeah,
Yeah.
the gain.
Yeah, is it worth it? I mean, let's try it.
Let's try it. That's a good idea.
So I'm slicing the clip where I want it to be sliced. Right after that, this part. Screw it.
You're kind of like doing the envelope part, so it's like,
Does
wow, that's the
this,
beginning.
and then here's the after.
Honestly, what if we just kill the beginning? Do we need that? I guess it gives it some rhythmic texture that I like.
Well, the good thing is that in the instrument you'll be able to edit that.
Ah, beautiful. Decide
Yeah.
later.
Yeah, okay. 'Cause I'm like, that is a good point.
It gives you this like whiplash effect though, which actually I think makes it a little bit more unique than just the boring.
I agree. Let's make sure this clip starts in the right spot and then boost the tail of it. So now it sounds like this. I
Nice.
like that
That's
a little
even
better.
cleaner. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's fade out the tail of that.
Oh,
Okay.
I feel like we've really boiled that down. That is different than the beginning.
Yeah, this is a different thing.
Beautiful.
Let's just give it a little bit of high-end saturation. Just a little bit.
Ooh, okay.
For that, I'll use an Analog Obsessions plugin called Tuba.
Sounds like a high-end thing.
Yeah.
All
Analog Obsession Tuba tube channel strip.
right.
Not doing anything right now. If I go the high frequency gain though and turn it up to 6, well, that might be too much. Here's without. Here's with. It's very slight.
Yeah.
A little bit more brilliant though. That's exactly what I was looking for. Just a touch.
Yeah, I love
Just
it.
a touch. Okay,
Wow.
so I'm happy with that. I don't think it needs compression. It doesn't need to like punch any harder.
Yeah.
Sort of punches hard enough already.
That's the test, the punch test for
The punch test.
compression.
Yeah. I mean, we sort of made it punch a little harder by boosting the tail.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so then here's what we do. We did snip this sample and we sort of like rounded it off and clipped the start.
Did all this
So we
stuff.
have to highlight all the entire clip that we want, and we press Control J to consolidate it. That like prints it into one little clip. So we've printed all of the changes that we've made to the clip. Now we have to print the processing, right? The effects.
Oh, right.
We have to print the saturation and the EQ. So to do that, we right click on the track, we go freeze audio, and it's frozen. And now we right click again and we go flatten track. We've freezed flattened the track.
So now we're making a new audio file that has all that stuff built in. Can't mess with it. It's the way it is. Well, actually, we could
Yep.
mess with it again, but you know.
Yeah, that's true. And then we go to this drum track that we have going on with the drum rack. And we just drag the clip into that rack. Boom.
Cool.
It's called freeze track. What do we want to name it? We want to name the clip something.
I've been calling it glasses. Just glasses? I don't know.
Love it.
It's not that fun, but it's descriptive.
We have multiple ones, so I'll call this glass boink.
Ah, glass boink.
Yep, so now we have brick and glass boink.
I love it. It's come so far.
I love our glass boink. Cool, and that's glass boink. Do we want to do one more quick?
Let's do one more.
All right.
For example's sake.
Okay. Let's do. That should be easy. Let's see that one.
Yeah. So this is the
Okay.
empty can opening,
That's
something
right.
you've probably never heard before, a can that's actually empty is all poured out slowly, but it's never been opened.
And then we have
Yes,
the.
the sound of my friend Evan being a little bit not impressed by this. He was really thinking it would be a cooler sound. It's such a beautiful combo.
So there is a little bit of like white noise here.
Yeah, we were outside.
So here's what we're going to do with that. We are going to denoise it first. We're
Oh.
going to get rid of the noise. So we're going to use a tool called, oh my God, what is it called? RX8 Voice Denoise.
So there's
Boom.
plugins out there that will take that noise out for you.
There is.
That's
This
beautiful.
is an Isotope plugin, and
Nice.
Isotope was giving away old versions of this for free for a while. And I think they do it once in a while, but just keep your eye out for this because they do some like RX D blank releases. So there's D
Oh.
hum for amp hum. There's D clip for clipping. So you can actually take out clipping with AI. And D
Nice.
click for getting rid of like click bleed.
Wow.
All of those exist. And
That's pretty
they're
cool.
awesome. But for just like regular old noise in the back of a recording, like whatever it is, denoise is great. The way it works is you can let it operate on its own, but you can also turn off adaptive mode and let it learn what it needs to remove. So you give it training data and you then let it remove what it needs to remove.
Oh, that's cool.
So what we're going to do is we're going to turn off adaptive mode. We're going to optimize for dialogue. Because that is a little bit more aggressive. The filter
Yeah.
type we're going to change to surgical.
More aggressive.
Yep, more aggressive. And then we're going to press learn. It's now ready to learn what it needs to remove. So we're going to basically select this clip. Anything after the initial hit, we're going to play. So basically we let it listen to a little bit of jungling. But now when we play it, none of the noise.
Wow.
Right?
It's pretty
I mean, I am
cool.
I'm playing it. I'm playing the sample right now. If we turn it
That's
off,
really cool.
now you can't hear it. So now because this kind of thing can change the quality of sounds quite drastically if you push the plugin too hard. Let's listen to the actual hit without the plugin on. So we'll A/B the actual hit and see how much it changed. That's without. Wow, it didn't change at all.
Nice, good work.
That's so sick.
Good to test it
Wow, dude.
though, but wow.
Dude, that's so sick. Okay, so now
Job done.
before we do anything else, let's because this is a pretty CPU intensive plugin, so let's just print it with RX denoise. And while we're at it, let's clip the sample to where we want it to.
Yep, so cut the front off, cut the end off, fade it,
Yeah.
freeze it, flatten it, stick it in a stew.
That's exactly right. For boil 'em, mash 'em, stick 'em in a stew.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just consolidating, freeze flattening, doing exactly what we did before. Boom,
I like
easy.
this flow. It's a good little flow to sort of like, because what are you going to do to all these tracks? There's infinite things you can do, but it's kind of nice to just say, okay, let's just clean them up, figure out, the five basic things, maybe EQ, maybe compression, but really just make sure it comes in at the right time, goes out at the right time, get rid of some of the unwanted sounds.
Yeah, it's just kind of busy work, you know?
Yeah. Great to do on a day where you're not feeling creative. You're just like, ah, I gotta grind today,
Yeah,
get something
pretty
done.
much. And it's just kind of a necessary step, so it's like, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Probably
Also,
makes a huge difference at the end.
well, again, it's like this step can sort of become really creative too, because if you're trying to make like a really dark, evil sounding instrument or something, then you can start EQing the high end off of a lot of stuff. You know, you can
Oh,
sort of get
right.
creative right off the get-go, but I think we're sort of making like a hyper organic sounding thing.
So we don't want to mess with it too much.
Yeah, we're not changing the character of most of this stuff, and you know, we're sort of keeping like the playful, like real worldy element to it, so
Yeah, I guess you're right. Any step can really be creative then.
yeah, it can be. I mean, why not? Like, there are no
Yeah.
rules to this, we're just sort of figuring it out. Okay, there's a lot of low end in the sample. Look at
Kill
that.
it.
Ooh, kill it. Ooh, not too much though. A little bit of low end is actually kind of nice. Kind of gives it a snap.
Yeah.
And there's this right here. This, like.
Looking at the different peaks here.
Is that adding anything good? Let's turn this off. Oh, it is adding something good, isn't it?
Yeah, when we bring it down, it feels a little empty. But too much of it also feels like weird.
A tiny cut, I think, is good.
Yeah.
And then
It's
what's
just
all this
kind of
stuff?
every like if you look at the frequencies here, they're all popping up almost together, except for there's a few little peaks and troughs here and there. So we're almost leveling that out with that last cut.
Yeah. Well, that's just junk.
Yeah, should we high or low pass filter it?
All that
Cut off the
1K
high end.
stuff. It seems like whatever's above and below 1K is useful, but what all this 1K stuff, like all this, that seems just like junk. There's nothing good about that. Let's get rid of it. See if that. Yeah, that's cleaner. I really like the high end of this sample. Maybe let's boost the high end. We're shelving it now.
It's
Might be too
really
much.
sizzly.
A touch of it is really nice. Let's AB the whole EQ.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot better, isn't it?
Ooh.
There's a tiny little peak that I'm noticing. And I swear I'm not seeing it. I'm using my ears. But
Where is it?
right, it's like in the mids. It's like 900. Oh, maybe it's 800. Dang, it was 800. Yeah, it's that. Is that good?
I don't know. It's got some snare action to it.
Oh, it is good, isn't it? I boosted it. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it sounds more like a hit.
Here's without. Here's with. Oh, that's
Yeah, it's like
awesome.
current. It's like a what is it like a whiplash a little bit. It's got more rhythm to it.
Yeah, it does. It has more body look. Something about that is really
Gosh, it's
nice.
hard to describe this. No wonder there's all these weirds like words out there, all these weird words out there like, oh, it's muddy, it's too bright. You know, it's like there's no other way to describe what you're hearing.
Well, only two guys making a sound pack could ever boost 700 hertz and go, "Oh yeah, that's sick!" Whoa, you know what I'm saying? It's just such funny. It's such a funny business.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, or it's Monday. It's
Yeah,
Monday.
it's Monday, but
On a Monday, but on a Tuesday has a ring to it.
it does. I just say it anyway. I knew it was Monday. I just say it anyways.
Do you want to try compression? I'm not sold on it, but do you want to just try
Does
it?
it need punch? Yeah, I think we should try. I think it might need punch.
All right, let's do it. Kick up the makeup gain,
Okay.
which is actually input gain, but whatever. Threshold, turn it down. Get a little bit of gain reduction on this thing. Turn it off. Turn it on. It's got a little snap. Let's.
Gentle. I like it being gentle because it's more natural.
I think you're right.
And the fact of the matter is, organic sounds go up and down in volume. Like some things are louder than others. If it's all even, it feels weird. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
a
don't know.
tiny bit. A tiny bit is
Sure.
okay.
Yeah, I say
Yeah.
ride with it.
Let's do it. I'm into it. God, it's so slight. It almost feels fake,
Yeah, I
but
almost
it's.
can't hear it.
Here's without. Here's with. Just a touch snappier,
It's
just a little bit.
just a little, it's just right there, you
It
know?
exists, right?
It's just, I think it's there. I think I'm pretty sure I actually can't hear it.
Printed. Print and ship it. Print and ship it, bro.
Print it, ship it, shelf it,
I
stick it on a
definitely want to
stick.
steal that slight high-end saturation from before. That was really nice.
Oh yeah, good idea. Because again, this is the sizzly high-end thing.
Just do the same thing. He's with, without, with. Yeah, that's definitely real.
Yep.
Yep, that's good. So let's print that in. Okay, let's do the same thing. Consolidate. And freeze flatten.
All right.
Freeze flatten. don't know why it's that long. That's nice. That's like a little clap thing.
Little clap.
Okay. Drag it into our drum rack.
Beautiful. Boom.
And then name it can.
Can.
Now we have brick, glass, boink, can.
Gosh, I love it.
And we'll do the rest off camera.
Sweet. Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I love the process. It seems like subtle changes at the end of the day, but I do think when this is all sitting together in an instrument, and then after that, when it goes into a piece of music, you need these things to not, you know, take up more space than they're, you know, giving good sound for, you know? Like, you want that can to just hang out in the can area, the boink in the boink area, not to, you know, interfere with the bass or anything like that. So it's some good work here.
We're kind of accomplishing more invisible things than we previously let on, right? Like,
yeah,
we are organizing our samples for sure.
Yes.
But we're also kind of making sure they all come through at the same level or a relatively consistent level.
Yes.
Because a lot of these things were really quiet recorded, and a lot of these things were kind of really loud and present. We're kind of making them appear to be the same distance away, but also sort of leveling out the volume of all of it. So that's
really
important
good
too.
Point. Yeah, and if you want an instrument to feel like an instrument and not like a bunch of random samples, you got to make them hang out together.
Yeah, you do. And there are things that we'll talk about a little bit later to sort of make this all be cohesive, but
make it cook. Know?
Yeah, make it cook.
I'm excited
along.
To put this together and start making one sample trigger another thing, which triggers another thing, and the Foley come together, and you can blend it all and all the stuff that we decide we're gonna do.
Man, when you. It's going to be so sick.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited. It's going to be fun.
All right. Well, I guess until next time, everybody, much love.
Bye.